The Lord has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Salvation is a word that we don't hear much these days. Our world seems to be of the opinion that we can fix our own problems with a visit to the doctor, a call to our financial planner, talking to a friend, or maybe posting something on social media. We only need to be saved from ourselves. And this is true if we had no concept of personal sin. If we don't think that we are sinful people, then maybe we can solve any problem on our own. Many of us feel that our futures are in our hands and that we can do anything and figure anything out on our own, rather than doing what we are called to do or to be. Over the past 4 weeks, we have learned that the future is not in our hands at all. Salvation, though an uncommon word, it is at hand because of the death and resurrection of our blessed Lord. Jesus entered into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday to shouts of praises. The following Thursday, he institutes the Eucharist and washes the feet of his disciples, showing them how to be a good servant. He even washed the feet of the one who would betray him. By noon on Friday, Jesus is hanging on the cross, yet he promises paradise to the repentant thief. Death came later that afternoon, but also salvation. Yet no one understood, because death had been in demand and it was delivered, and for a short time it took center stage. Those who sought the death of Jesus thought that they were taking their futures into their hands, but their hands revealed only blood, while the Lord's hands showed nail holes, they revealed salvation and the end to death. In the time of Jesus, salvation encompassed many things. There was salvation from foreign oppressors, from sickness, famine, or from demonic powers. The fact is, one needed saving from many things, from war to sin. In ancient cultures, one could call upon different gods for help in specific areas of need. There was a god for every affliction. These gods were appeased by offerings and sacrifices. The one true God accepts the death of his Son as a holy offering for our sins and the restoration of our relationship with him. In the first reading this morning is from Acts, and Peter is preaching the gospel, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to the household of Cornelius. Now, we need to go back a bit in the 10th chapter of Acts to understand who Cornelius is and how Peter ended up in his home. Cornelius was a pagan, a Roman soldier who, along with his whole household, feared God. He came to understand the truth about the God of the Jews. He could see that their God was faithful to them and cared for his people, and he generously gave to the Jewish people and prayed to their God. And he was rewarded with a visit from an angel. While he was praying, the angel came and told him that his prayers and alms had been accepted by God. He was commanded to seek out Peter. Cornelius is told that Peter is in Joppa, and so the next day he sends two of his slaves and a soldier to gather Peter and bring him to Caesarea. Now Peter, for his part, had a dream that opened for him the understanding of salvation, that it was not just for the Jewish people. Jesus had come to bring salvation to the Jews and the Gentiles. Salvation was not just for one group. It was and is alive for those who believe and are willing to become disciples of Jesus Christ. Cornelius has his prayers answered, and even though he may not have been formally instructed in the Jewish faith, for that would have been dangerous for both him and his family, he did see the truth about God. And for his faith, salvation came to his household. This says a lot about a man's faith, that he leads the whole household to a life in Christ. Peter testifies to the resurrection of Jesus, but keep in mind that Peter ran to the tomb while he was told the stone had been moved, and he and the other disciple did not fully understand that Jesus had been raised from the dead. It was something that they would come to learn more about in the coming days. Jesus appears after his resurrection to those who he left behind and to the one who denied him, because salvation does not depend on human weakness or strength. Salvation through Jesus Christ makes the weak strong and the shy bold. The Holy Spirit came to the house of Cornelius, and those who received it were baptized. Salvation came through belief, baptism, and the Holy Spirit. Peter preached, as he was commanded to do, that Jesus was appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead, and that forgiveness of sins comes through his name. Peter lived out his mission, telling all those who would listen that salvation comes through Jesus Christ and him alone. We are called to share our salvation story with others. The world needs to know how we came to believe in Jesus Christ. We need to live our faith in such a way that the world will know that we belong to the one who is risen from the dead. We cannot be afraid to talk about what Jesus has done for us, how he has helped us with our cross, and how he nourishes us with his body and blood. The world needs to know that salvation from sin and freedom from death comes to us because our blessed Lord took one upon his shoulders and experienced the other. Death has lost its power because the one who was without sin died and destroyed it. He rose from the tomb so that we may have eternal life. Salvation is a word that the world needs to hear and needs to experience. You see, our futures depend on it. Happy Easter.